everyone. You're listening to Catch the Current, the new podcast from Undercurrent News, your source for seafood news, data, and prices. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Consiglione. We are recording live from beautiful Palm Desert, California, where the National Fisheries Institute is hosting its 2025 Global Seafood Market Conference. And joining us on the podcast is Jade Taylor, the owner of Angel Oak Seafood, which is launching in Boston in less than 2 months. Jade, thanks for joining us on Catch the Current podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Number one, I can't believe we're talking about Boston at GSMC,
but it is
coming
thing.
Up quick. So Jade, we talked just briefly for the first time a few days ago at the start of the conference, and I was shocked to learn that you previously worked at Boeing as a structural and payload design engineer, but now you're following your family legacy in the seafood industry. Can you share a little bit about your background and how it led to the creation of Angel Oak Smokehouse?
Absolutely, yes. So like you said, I studied mechanical engineering at Duke University, and from there went straight to working at Boeing. I was there for almost a decade and worked first as a repair engineer on the 787 Dreamliner and then went to work as a design engineer. And I never in a million years thought that I would be joining the family business of smoking fish. I'm one of three girls. There was no way any of us were joining, but
fast forward.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
Fast forward, many late night conversations with my dad. And I started to reflect on his legacy and the idea that, yeah, it wasn't going to continue. So was there a space for me to come in, and what would that be? So after, you know, trial and error with smoking salmon myself, I realized it is something that I love and my husband and I love to do. So we started small in our house and we were FedExing back and forth samples to my dad saying, what about this taste? And he was like, you know, yes, but try again. What about this?
So I'm going to stop you there. You're sending samples back and forth. You have to tell people where you are and where your father is.
Okay, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, and my dad is in Miami. So it was quite a lot of expensive FedEx. but absolutely worth it. The product we have right now is outstanding. We make hot and cold smoked, and the hot smoked is our flagship that we can't wait for everyone to try in Boston.
Yeah, so Jade, tell us a little bit more about Angel Oak. Where are you sourcing the salmon from? Will your products be at retail, food service? Is private label something you're also considering? Tell us everything.
Okay, yes. So I grew up in a family where the art of smoked salmon was always there.
Now, you said your father's in Miami, but did you grow up in Miami? Because you have a very unique accent.
I am born in England, yes. So we moved to Miami when I was 8, and he moved to set up his facility in Miami.
Okay.
And like I said, from there, I moved up to Charleston. And, you know, I'm extremely proud of continuing this family legacy. We're using this time-old recipe, and we're giving, you know, a modernized twist with the machines we use and the smokers we use. So Angel Oak Smokehouse is based in Charleston, and we're really about elevating, celebrating, and sharing the art of smoked salmon to this new generation that we, you know, hope to bring it to, especially through social media. We're going to do a huge push with simple recipes to show people how versatile hot and cold smoked salmon is.
What is the difference between hot and cold smoked
salmon?
I really don't know.
I'm 7 years into the industry. I'm learning something different every day. So please educate me. What's the difference?
I am so glad you asked, because truly the average consumer at the grocery store does not know. You know, I've gone around to my friends. They have no idea what hot smoked salmon is. They're thinking spicy. They're thinking, you know, warm. It's not warm. So it's all about the temperature that you cure the salmon at. So cold smoked is cured at a lower temperature. It's what you know, that silky, buttery, put on a bagel. And then hot smoked salmon is cooked at a higher temperature, and you see it
more of a jerky style.
No, it's more like a portioned that you'd put on a salad.
Oh, okay.
So it's about, you know, you get different sizes, but a 4 ounce portion, you'll see it in the grocery store, and it's so versatile. It's ready to eat, which is, you know, something that's so important nowadays and growing more than ever.
Yeah, that has been a big topic at GSMC, ready to eat, and it seems like everybody just wants convenience. So that's a great entry point for you too, right now, right?
Absolutely. When we saw that, we were ecstatic, because hot smoked salmon is ready to eat. You can put it on a bagel, you can fit into a pasta, and we have a great recipe for a hot smoked pesto grilled cheese.
Sign us up, right?
So we're going to use social media to really educate people on what you just asked. What is hot cold? What's hot smoked? What's cold smoked? How do we use it? Quick, easy recipes and the benefits of it. More than anything, we can't wait to share with our customers, you know, hot and cold smoked salmon have such high omega-3s, which is so important as a female and a new mom, extremely important for when you're pregnant, the baby's brain development and cognitive skills. We're excited to, you know, share that with people.
That's fantastic. Now, your dad's business is Highland Farms.
Correct.
You know, he's serving customers worldwide. How does Angel plan to stand out in the American market, especially given the competition with smoked salmon?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of competition out there. Absolutely. And because we are based in the South, we really want to get boots on the ground and really, you know, get rooted in the Southeast. That's our plan to focus on the Southeast.
Because that's not a big area for smoked salmon,
I don't include Miami in this because Miami, you know, is a different world.
Yeah.
But no, there are very few people smoking salmon or fish in general in the Southeast. So we are extremely proud of that. And we really want to emphasize that with unique flavors from the South as we grow, which I think, you know, we can do some really interesting things there. Everyone in the South knows smoking meats, but smoking fish is something that's, you know, just a little bit unheard of.
Right.
So we really want to introduce them to that.
So Angelo, based in Charleston, South Carolina, we hear that you're planning to increase headcount at about 50 workers over the next 5 years. What types of jobs and skill sets are needed in this modern smokehouse, and how are you recruiting or training the local talent?
So we have built a state-of-the-art new facility. It's about 15 miles north of downtown Charleston, and we're exceptionally proud of it. It's brand new smokers and products and processing, and we're ready to hire very soon. So we're absolutely looking for line workers, but we will be posting for a sales job soon. Quality control is something that we really, really care about. Being an engineer at Boeing, that was something that I saw, that the care into the quality, and it was not just something that's a value, but it was a necessity when you're building airplanes. So that's something that I really care about and have done such an emphasis on with Angel Oak, making sure that our processes and our facility is up to the highest standards and that our salmon is. All 4-star BAP certified salmon. We multi-source from Norway and Chile. So it really is the best of the best. We use the best sea salt, and we use local fallen oak for our smoke chips.
Okay.
And that's it. We use just 3 ingredients, which I think is something that will really resonate with customers more and more. A lot of other people use many ingredients, and there's tamari and there's sugar. We're just kind of stripping it back to the basics and saying, hey, this is a really delicious product. Mm-hmm. We know that customers don't want a lot of ingredients, especially when you're looking for something healthy that's high protein. So we're bringing all of that to our customer.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And Lauren and I come from a different background, so we love chatting with you and hearing about Boeing, but it's really interesting to see how you thought about your previous career and how you could take that knowledge that you learned at Boeing and put it towards making something that, you know, you're proud of and that you care about. And so I like that you could take something from Boeing and put it towards your new company. It really resonates with the industry. And, you know, like you said, like all 3 of us, we're all coming from such opposite industries. I came from fashion background, and now we've fallen in love with seafood, and we're using our skill sets to help. But we didn't have a dad in seafood to help us out there along the way. That would have been helpful.
If you ask him, he will say he did not help at all, which is very kind. He has tasted many, many of our samples, but we've been building this facility, my husband and I, for 2 years, and he came for the first time about 3 months ago. He truly had not seen it, and honestly helped us too much. So we're extremely proud of that. Yeah, and going back to, you know, using skill sets that you didn't think would be helpful. Mm-hmm. My husband used to be in the waste management business, so dumpsters. So everyone's like, how did you go from dumpsters to fish?
Yeah.
And again, his skill set, which has been so helpful, is logistics. So when you're trying to, you know, maneuver.
And if there's any industry that needs logistics, it's seafood.
Yes. Okay. So we should be recruiting from the waste management.
Yes. All right. You know, he had 500 dumpsters around Charleston that you're trying to, you know, get from to and from with traffic and so many different factors. And that's just incredible knowledge that he's been able to translate into what we're doing.
Yeah. And that's it. And that's what's so exciting about the industry today, is that we have all these new people coming in and bringing all these really great ideas and background. So the Angel Oak website says, you know, coming soon, with a tease that the industry is going to be able to get a taste at Seafood Expo North America. And I also saw, though, that Highland Farms last year won the Best New Retail Product Award for the salmon salami. Is there going to be some friendly competition with your dad this year? We got to know.
There's got to be some bet in place. If I win.
I will say we have not submitted for a Best New Retail product this year. We will next year, but they really like extra unique products, which the salmon salami absolutely is. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. So no family-friendly competition this year, maybe next year.
Always family-friendly
yeah.
competition.
Yeah.
Angel Oak is a bit more premium. Mm-hmm. We like to say we're elevated but approachable, and that's seen in our packaging, which you want when buying seafood.
You're going to have a booth at Boston, booth number 3352. I'm just excited for this journey that you're on, and I feel bad for your siblings because obviously you're the favorite daughter now. We'll have to get your dad to confirm later on.
Yes. Are you listening?
All right. Thanks again. This has been a Undercurrent News production, and you are listening to Catch the Current.